The first day of spring brought a special honor to 29 Simcoe North citizens as they were awarded King Charles III coronation medals. Simcoe North MP Adam Chambers and Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop presented the awards at the Royal Canadian Legion in Coldwater on Thursday. "It's an honor to present these awards because our recipients are such highly respected people in our community," said Dunlop. Chambers explained all of those who received medals were nominated by their peers. "A call was put out for nominations of outstanding people who have done something to support the local community, the province or the country," he said. "This is exactly what Canada is all about, to celebrate our great people who have contributed their time or their treasure or their resources to making our community and our country stronger. So, it's an absolute pleasure and honor on my part," Chambers said. Midland Fire Prevention Officer Cale McLean was honored for being a key advocate for youth through involvement with Camp Ignite in 2022 and 2024. As well, McLean was cited for his work leading the Safe Midland Initiative, which raised fire safety awareness through public events and social media. McLean has also worked closely with community organizations and schools to promote fire safety and strengthen ties with first responders. "Demonstrated leadership in youth engagement, public education and community empowerment in Midland." Two of the medals were given to Chambers's predecessors, Bruce Stanton and Doug Lewis. "It's a great honor. It's humbling because you work at public service for a period of time and you always hope that people recognize that and appreciate the work," said Stanton. Stanton, who was Simcoe North MP for 16 years, was a presenter of the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medals in 2012 along with former MPP Garfield Dunlop. A few of the recipients of the King Charles III Coronation Medal also have a Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal, including veteran Jerry Henry, who received a medal Thursday for his decades of work with the Royal Canadian Legion. Medals were awarded in a number of sectors, including politics, community service, sport, arts, education, medicine, and business. Former Olympic boxer Walter Henry won one for his contribution to sport. He represented Canada at two Olympic Games, in 1964 and 1968, and was named Aurelia's Athlete of the Century. "I've not been doing too much fighting lately," joked the 87-year-old. "They told me a while ago that I'd been nominated and approved, but I didn't know it was going to be such a fantastic thing. This is great." There were also some people in the audience who had previously received the medal, including Bill Sargent, director of the Royal Canadian Air Force, RCAF, 441 Huronia Wing. He received the medal from Barry Innisfil MP John Brassard on February 18 in Innisfil. Norman Marion was awarded his through the RCAF ceremony last November, one of the first medals awarded. Of the 80 members of the RCAF 441 Huronia Wing, 12 are being recognized with King Charles III coronation medals. Sargent and Marion came out to support colleague and 441 Huronia Wing executive Walter Capstix, who was awarded the medal Thursday. He worked with the RCAF from 1963 to 1994 as a military engineer and with 441 Huronia Wing since then. "I feel very honored and humble," Capstix said. Capstix, a member of the Color Guard, will be parading April 1 at CFB Borden for the 101st anniversary of the RCAF. Across Canada, 30,000 King Charles III coronation medals will be presented. Of those, 4,000 will recognize members of the Canadian Armed Forces. The medal commemorates the coronation of King Charles III as King of Canada, which occurred May 6, 2023. To be eligible, candidates must have made a significant contribution to Canada or to a particular province, territory, region or community of Canada, or have made an outstanding achievement abroad that brings credit to Canada, and be alive on 6 May 2023. The award can be made posthumously, as long as the candidate was alive on that date, reads the Government of Canada website. The medal is made of nickel silver and is 32 millimeters in diameter. The ribbon is red, white and blue and identical to King Edward VII's coronation medal ribbon from 1902. The obverse shows the head of the king in profile and the reverse shows 13 shapes alluding to Canada's 10 provinces and 3 territories. The 29 Simcoe North citizens who received the medal are as follows, in alphabetical order. Silk Bevan for her 26 years of work with Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, and as an educator. Retired Detective Sergeant Michael Beresford for his 32 years with the OPP and his leadership of colleagues and citizens. Tony Bianco for his artwork that is featured on more than 120 coins for the Royal Canadian Mint. Peggy Breckenridge for her work as a former tiny township politician, with the Midland Cultural Centre, and with Quest Art. Retired Chief Warrant Officer Walter Capsticks for his service with the RCAF and its 441 Huronia Wing Executive. Lynn Cousins for her work in education with the Protestant Separate School Board in Penetanguishene. Stephen Davids for community service advocating for the arts, diversity, equity and inclusion. Bride DeRoches for her community service work including through the Midland Public Library. Retired Colonel Joseph August Anton Deaning for his community service and philanthropy across Canada. Patrick Dion for his work in healthcare and medicine including work with the Mental Health Commission of Canada. Walter Henry for his contribution to sport, representing Canada at the 1964 and 1968 Olympic Games in boxing. Veteran Jerry Henry for his years with the British Army and Royal Canadian Legion Branch 34. SGT. Matthew Lake for his contribution to politics, public service and justice through Southern Georgian Bay Opposite. Staff Sergeant Lee Jeanette for her work with Opposite. Douglas Grinslade Lewis for his work in politics as Simcoe North MP from 1979 to 1993. Paul Maurice for 50 years of innovative work in the agricultural sector, tiny township politics, and volunteer firefighting. Capt. Cale McLean for his work with the Midland Fire Department. SGT. Bill Miller for his 25 years in law enforcement with OPP, Midland Police, and the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources. Ryan Mitchell for his community service work with veterans and youth. Warrant Officer Paul Namath for his 38-year career with the Canadian Armed Forces. Richard Purcell for his community and philanthropy work including being president of the Aurelia Legion, Branch 34. SGT. Stefane Racine for his work with OPP and through the community. Sean Patrick Ryan for his work with the Canada Border Services Agency. Debbie Samet for her work as a volunteer firefighter, a skydive instructor, and a business owner. Bruce Stanton for his work as Simcoe North MP from 2006 to 2021 and Deputy Speaker of the House of Commons from 2015 to 2021. Sylvia Stark for her extensive charity work with Habitat for Humanity, World Vision, Shriners, Stollery Children's Hospital, and Easter Seals. Matthew Stoner for his career with OPP and the Canadian Armed Forces including being a NATO liaison. Dr. Gary Lee Willard for his 57-year career as a surgeon throughout Canada and the world. Roderick Williams for his 30-year career with OPP, including being a founding member of the Friends of the OPP Museum.